despite the ongoings in London, the activity of the European Union continues, and in particular, the this week they've been talking about the unfair trading practices. We know a deal was struck in December to rule out some key practices, but you have some concerns and you voted against the proposals. Tell me why and what issues have you got with this proposal?
I was very disappointed with the final report in relation to unfair trading practices. To pin this down, the situation whereby those who do the most amount of work in terms of producing our food receive the least share of the profits from that food has been getting worse every single year. We know that retailers and processors have been exploiting their position, and our farmers are by and large expected to work on ever tightening margins and in some cases operate at a loss. So many of us actually hoped that the EU would step up to the mark, that they would deliver an unfair trading practices legislation that would rebalance the scales, that would recognise the importance of our farming communities and stand up to the corporate giants. And this was the opportunity to do so, but in my view, it's been an opportunity lost. I voted against this file because I couldn't look a farmer in the eye and tell them that their situation is going to improve as a result of its enactment. And I think clearly the failure to include a ban on below-cost selling of foodstuffs is just the most glaring of the deficiencies in this legislation. A third of the practices that are to be banned can actually continue if supermarkets manage to insert them into their contracts, and we know already that the position of farmers vis-a-vis their contractual arrangements with the large supermarkets is a weak one, and therefore I expect that those practices will continue. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that the implementation of this legislation will prove to be a game changer for family farmers, but I fear it won't be, and I fear that we're going to have to either return to this area that has been 10 years in the making, or our rural communities and our farmers are going to continue to suffer as a result. And just to say, I've listened to Irish MEPs who've supported the legislation. I've listened to Commissioner Phil Hogan describing this legislation as a good start. This start, as it's been called, is 10 years in the making. We've been waiting for this legislation for 10 years. And I think after a decade, our farmers deserved better. And this legislation isn't up to the standard that we require if we're going to actually reshift the balance.
And what about that the practices that it does ban, that, you know, if you like, it's a step in, some people might say, a step in the right direction, that it's worth implementing this proposal while maybe, you know, improving it down the years. You think they can just get away or get around the issues that are being banned in this current proposal?
I think the list of practices that are comprehensively banned don't go far enough in order to make a real impact on the lives of farmers. We know from dealing with our family farms across Ireland that many of them are struggling. They're operating at margins that nobody else in the private sector would be expected to operate. We know that in many cases farmers are actually producing food at a loss. And the reason for that is because of the strengthened position of factories, processors, and of course the supermarkets that have a huge say in all this. All of those other people on the food chain are making a profit and making substantial profits. The only people that are struggling to make ends meet in terms of food production are actually the people who are doing most of the work, and that's our farmers. And I think they deserved unfair trading practice legislation that actually worked and delivered, rather than piecemeal arrangements that we hope will make an impact. There are things that could have been included in this legislation that would have, on day one, made a big impact in terms of the lives of our farmers. A ban on below-cost selling, I think, is the most obvious one. So unfortunately, the EU legislation didn't go far enough, and therefore I think it would have been hypocritical for me to, as somebody who's advocated for unfair trade and practice legislation, who wants to see legislation that is robust and that stands up to the dominance of the retailers and the processors and the factories, it would have been hypocritical for me to have voted in favour of that report, knowing that it wasn't going to do any of those things. So from our point of view in Sinn Féin, our focus is now going to revert back to a domestic level, where we will try and ensure that a Dáil level, that mechanisms, legislation is put in place to actually protect the position of the farmer. Unfortunately, the actions of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the past decade or so wouldn't inspire us with confidence, and certainly the decision that was previously enacted to lift the ban on below-cost selling, I think, has been a disastrous one, but it's one that we in Sinn Féin hope to revisit.